still got it. What's up? And I could program it to my TV. So, man,
oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just hop into this list. If you don't know where you're at in your loss, this is Call Me When You Get Off podcast. Okay, this is season 2. All right, and we gonna hop into this thing.
Hi.
Hi, Gigi.
These allergies is kicking my ass.
Everybody's ass, except mine's, because I stay drugged up.
Like, it just started. When I started, like, getting my throat together.
Mm-hmm.
And now, just like, my eyes just won't stop watering.
Yeah.
I didn't put no eyelashes on. They would have just...
When my eyes started feeling dry, that's how I know I'm being attacked.
Oh, my God. Dang, give me strength.
I need a nap.
Girl, I got home like what, maybe like almost 5 in the morning. And then I didn't go to sleep till like around like 8 in the morning. And it's like I was just trying to turn my brain off. But it just wouldn't shut off.
Your mind thinks like, okay, we're up for today. It's hard to get it back in sleep mode.
Oh my gosh, like, yeah. Especially like when the sun starts coming out. You see, like, I get natural lighting and it just be pissing me off, and I still have curtains and and now I feel like I need to go get some drugs. And I thought I had some, but I had Benadryl, and I was like, well, the girl's gonna go to sleep.
Right.
But yeah, it was very, it was an interesting day.
So, I went to sleep like 11:30 last night.
I'm gonna try to like, well, you'll tell me like what you use, because we're gonna talk about that, because we're not getting paid to talk about what what right. We use. So,
right.
But my eyes is like, I can even see it. Like, when my cheeks look a little burp, and then this one just looks like it's a little sad. I'm just... Sorry, y'all!
It's all good. Well, guys, we're back.
Hey!
You know, a mini hiatus, but we're back now. So man, shut it up.
That was on me.
It's okay. Life. You know what I'm saying? We're back. Did we miss anything? What did we miss? What has happened?
There's some things I don't need to discuss.
I had my circle of friends. I had an adventure.
Yes, you did.
And that's all I can say about that, because my child is in the room.
And you know what?
She turned around and looked at me. Oh.
Did she do it slow or did she do it really fast?
Fast.
Yeah, I can see it.
And I just been like still in the gym minding my business. I went outside to go walk today to do my 2 miles. Atlanta said it's fall today, so I no brought it. I put on a jumpsuit and some socks and a jacket, and I did my 2 miles in my weighted vest. And then I came back, showered, went to my friend's house to help organize her closet.
I love that.
She ran out of bins, so I was like, I'll be back a different weekend to finish, because she has more fall things than summer things. And
I really wish I lived closer to you. Like, I really feel like that's your thing. Like, you get excited.
That's why they always call me when they have stuff.
I love that.
I just came back, like, probably 20 minutes ago. So when you was like, I'm setting up, I was like, need it.
Yeah.
Because I took everything with me thinking I was going to be there and I was going to do like a pause.
Yeah.
But once I got into the stuff, and I'm just like, so at this point, I'm just creating a pile to create a pile that's going nowhere because we have nowhere to put the stuff. So when you get those bins from Amazon, I'll be back.
That makes sense. And I thought I was going to be at Greg's. But I didn't realize, like, the time I was going to wake up. And granted, I guess I understood, like, when it was, like, 8 o'clock in the morning, like, how that's going to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So I'm just here because Lord knows.
What else has happened? Nothing else happened. I think my mom came since we last recorded. And
like, yes, she did.
Yeah, she came to visit. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. It was a good short visit. What else? Nothing else. Nothing surprising. Yeah.
Well, okay. Life with me. I don't even, I still can't fathom the idea of it. And I'm just like, Gigi, like it happened, like get over it. So we're just going to pass that. Like, I still don't get that. But it was one of my really good friends, Greg. I actually used to record podcasts with him too. It was his birthday. Mm-hmm. So we had like a 3-day event where people were able to like choose the day that they can attend, whether it was 1, 2, or 3 of those days.
Yeah.
And they would come. So his birthday was like on a Thursday. We had something on Thursday. We had something on Friday. And then we had something on Saturday.
Oh.
Thursday was like an R&B kind of dinner vibe, you know, something that we could do after work. Do after work. And still be able to like get home for work the next day, obviously. Friday night, we did a virtual reality. We had so much fun. That was like the first time like I actually did like a virtual reality type of gameplay.
Mm-hmm. How did that work?
Oh my gosh. Like they give you obviously like the mask. You get like these things to put around your arms and your feet so it like tracks you. And then like you see your avatar that's chosen or you choose for you. We played Rebel Moon, which is like a shooting game. And we had a great time. One person thought that like one of the boxes that were in the area were real, so they leaned on it and fell.
It was
a really great time. Then we went out to eat, to get something to eat. Nice vibes. It was a small place, but we got good food. I only had to pay $43. I said, look at me. I love that. and then the Saturday we had, it was supposed to be a brunch, and then we changed the venue where they just, it's Mediterranean food. Mm-hmm. But we were there from like 3 to like 7. Like and we was just there like the whole day, mm-hmm. just getting lit. And you know what? Day drinking isn't fun. Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Look, day drinking is a thing. I think like when you're on vacation, I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like to be lit in the daytime and trying to think that you're gonna do something else, no friends. We got back, I took a nap because I was like, ain't nobody driving. Mm-hmm. After this, took a nap, woke up, it was like 12, and then again you're taking a nap and now you have to go back to sleep because it's nighttime, and now I couldn't go to sleep. All in all, it was a great time. I had a good time.
It's crazy.
I did. And so shout out to them. Happy birthday, Greg. It was a good time. I'm happy that it's over. But I'm happy I was able to celebrate him in the way that he had fun. And like I said, like it was good because everybody got the chose. Like if you didn't have a babysitter on Thursday, but you was good Friday night, you was able to pop out. And if you weren't good on Thursday and Friday, you could show up on a Saturday earlier that day and pop out. So for everybody that showed up, shout out to them too, because
there were options.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes. Anything else? I think my allergies is definitely kicking in. I don't like the fact that I'm getting allergies and it's still cold outside. We about to be in April and I feel like I should have been wearing like a t-shirt. I feel like
it's a blunder. A blender like of everything. Pollen.
Yeah.
Wind. Cold air.
Yeah.
I don't know what to put on.
I don't know what to put on. I saw this lady outside. I said, maybe she got the right idea. Maybe she don't. But they was doing it when I was in Pennsylvania. Wearing shorts, Uggs, a long sleeve shirt, and a vest. I said, oh, girl. We don't know what weather you're walking into. But you gonna be okay, I guess. Like, no. You got your thighs out. But you got Uggs on. What's whatever. Oh, but you're right. I didn't know what to wear.
Make any reason to wear Uggs.
What'd you say?
The Anglo-Saxon make any reason to wear Uggs.
Yeah, and they'll try to wear it in every season if they could. Yes. 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 Even if their main season is summer.
Right. Right. So, So this is actually episode 13. Yesterday, I'm just like, feel like we're at 15 yet. How do we get here? And it was because when we were was recording and we had all those like double parts.
Oh yeah, because like the question ones.
Yeah, they were being counted as like
episodes,
but it really wasn't. So I had to go through and reorganize them. So this is actually 13. I want to say Gigi came up with this idea. Okay. Things we left with an ex. This would be interesting. We're talking ex talk, but not in the way you think. Okay. What have you left with an ex? It can be feelings. It could be thoughts. It could be your mindset has changed. It could be maybe what you thought you wanted in a partner and you no longer want anymore because you have the experience and you graduated from that now. It could be a product. It could be, I don't know, just like the way you deal with people. I left that over there with them. I don't do that anymore. Mm. So Gigi knows nothing of what's on my list. And I know nothing of what's on Gigi's list.
We don't even know how we broke it down. Because I broke mine down in segment, like parts, like, and I don't know. She could have made like a whole list.
I have 12 things, okay?
You see, yeah. See, like, and I broke my 12 things, like, on, like, I'll give you an example. Things that I took from my ex, right? And then things that I left. And then there's, like, physical things. There's emotional things. Like, is it broken down like that? Like, I took some things and I left some things.
Okay.
Is there anything that you took? Did you take anything?
I didn't take anything.
Okay. Well, okay. Because we don't steal. We just reassign who the owner is.
I kill. No, I'm just...
I reassign.
I didn't take anything. That's why when people meet me and they actually like get a chance to be around the things in my home and what I wear, they're like, whose men's boxer shorts you got on mine?
Yeah, no. Definitely you bought those.
Whose basketball shorts are those? Mine.
Yes,
no, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever think you see me as something men like and it came from a man because these are mine. I bought these. Okay. But this is gonna be fun.
Okay. Not me. Okay. So I've taken hoodies. T-shirts, and again, I'm not taking them. I may have like worn them because maybe I went over there and I came in with my club outfit on and I didn't bring my whole bag, right? So like I'm not leaving back out in my whole outfit. Well, okay, sorry, it's not a whole outfit. My club outfit or my loud outfit, like whatever it is. Like I don't. So I'll wear like, you know, like I'll get a T-shirt or a hoodie. What else?
Weird that when I'm in a relationship and they are within like 30 miles of me, I just keep a bag of stuff in the truck just in case.
No, I think that's really smart because that's something that I would have did, right? Or even like if I am going out that night and there's a possibility, I will usually have my bag like in my car. So, but there are times where it's not really planned. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I come up on the, you know, the T-shirts. The boxers.
Yeah.
The hoodies, you know? I took a remote. Roku remote.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about that. Y'all know about that. Yeah,
okay,
I took it.
Okay. All right. Things I left with an ex. I'll do two, you do two.
Okay, well, it depends on what it is, and then I'll just pick from where my list and it falls.
Okay.
Compliment yours.
Mine, first thing that I left with an ex is my ability to be naive and believe. I cannot take a man's word for nothing. I'm sorry. I need this proof of the pudding. I no longer can love you enough to trust you enough that your word means shit. I'm sorry. After 6 relationships, I have to see the proof. Show me the proof. I hear what you're saying. It sounds great. But if I don't see it within the next couple of days, it don't mean shit. If I don't feel it in the next week or so, it don't mean shit. Yeah. And I think a lot of men get annoyed by the fact that you don't love them enough to be naive enough and just go with it. Or you don't, you're not infatuated enough to just believe it. I'm sorry, I'm not a child. I'm not 19 anymore. I got other shit to do with my time. I need to know these are the facts, okay? Second thing I left with an ex, I used to make keepsake boxes of memories and keep them. I don't do that anymore. Okay. Last relationship, I made him a keepsake box, but it was like for him to have, not for me to hold on to. And it had like different, just like letters and thoughts in there when he's in different moods or different mindsets that can help him get through it. At the end of that relationship, I told him, you could throw that away now. He's like, no. I'm not throwing away my.
Yeah, you can't tell him to throw it out. That's his choice. That is his choice.
He was like, no, I'm not throwing my box. So I was like, whatever. Yeah. It's okay. I said, if you go into another relationship and they find that box,
they're throwing it away.
You're fucked. So you might as well throw it away.
It depends on the woman, because she can be upset or she could just help him with the process and he'll just won't be able to find it again and it gets thrown away. Never. I don't really have a firsthand account of that, but that could happen.
Find another woman on this earth as sentimental as me to get in there.
Of course. No, I don't think that she would be like you, but I think that there is a version of a woman not like you, but would see something made from another woman and said, you know what? The argument is moot. I'm here now. So let me help you take these memories and we're going to go down memory lane and trash
this box it. Here is the evidence that I've had better.
Yes. Okay. And we just know. Yeah, and we're going to let that go. As if I saw it, it got to go. We don't need it.
Okay. Did she die? If I saw that.
Yeah, no. I would ask. I was like, did she die?
Oh. It better be yes.
Look, if she died, I'm like, we just got to let it. At any point in time, it's not staying here. It's not staying here. I'm not competing with a dead person. And if I'm not going to compete with a dead person, I'm definitely not going to compete with somebody that you might want to get back with. That got to go. If you want to get back with her and that happens, she'll create another box. I see it. She's very creative. Maybe she can make me one too.
Oh my God. But yeah, those are my two things so far. Give me two.
Okay, so mine is one of yours, so I'll just say that to get that out the way, where I'm more into actions than words, because you could tell me all the things and build me up and tell me and set up a whole expectation, and then I realize that nothing happens. So I pay attention more to actions than words. And I am a word affirmation type of girl, but that's just about you telling me that I'm great. But don't tell me you're going to take me out to eat, and now it's 7 o'clock and I still haven't heard from you. No. something that I did that I left that I don't do anymore for sure is especially when I was locked in with someone, which I'm so happy that I removed myself from that, was justifying certain behaviors that I knew that was not serving or benefiting me. And in those situations, it was just like, I know, but, and I get it because I fully understand. And it's just like, but no, girl, it doesn't make any sense. He didn't call you for 3 days. He was sick. Oh, yeah. So you don't think that his phone worked when he's sick. And it's things like that where.
The things that we tell ourselves to be okay with shit is crazy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
So okay. What was he doing? I think he was building a boat. You know, that's what he told me. Like,
trash. And this too. dealing with a man that you also love enough to make excuses for, it makes you a fucking assassin when it comes to another man's bullshit.
Oh, yeah, because now you see it coming.
I've seen the proof that you're bullshitting already.
Yeah.
So once you think you're about to try me with that, oh, I'm cutting you at the throat.
Yeah. No, you're not even going to make it to the other side. Yeah, no. Yeah. I think that's the same thing for me. It's like I smell it. I hear it.
I've been around a man that said he was at the bar watching the game and turned up a TV in a hotel room.
I'm screaming. That is dedication.
You're not going to get shit past me.
That's dedication. That is good stuff. That is that is good. Now when you turned up the TV, look, you tried to make it real though, you know? You should have had people. You should have had another phone. He could have had people talking in the background. Could have had it.
And that is why I'm just like, I have no. If you can't cheat or just do whatever and be out with it and still keep the women you want in your life, you're not that guy. And that's the only thing I would respect is if you could just lay your shit on the table and be like, hey, I'll be there at 8.
You show up at 7:50.
If you can't,
I'm not going to be ready till 8:15, but I'm so happy that
you're not that guy. Okay?
I respect that. What's my number? Somebody do one another one or no?
No, I'm going to do two.
Okay.
Number three is this need to be perfect for a pedestal. I don't want to be on it. I want you to know for the jump, I'm very imperfect. I don't care about you correcting me. I actually like that. It gives me something to respect. I'm not trying to be this perfect princess on your arm either. I'm not trying to wear matching outfits to the event with your friends or your family either. And I don't mind you going without me. Okay? So this pedestal life of my woman would never. Try me and you'll find out. Okay?
Okay. Can I just say one thing with the outfit thing? It might not be matchy, but I think that like if you locked in for real, like, and you knew like what y'all was wearing, you would find a way to like compliment.
You could coordinate and like move. Yeah. You could coordinate and like move. Who is this in front of my house?
Yeah.
Oh, he dropping off a package. But okay.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. I don't mind like we're wearing earth tones. You're wearing earth tones, I'm wearing earth tones. But new shirt, white pants, and certain shoes, and you too. We're not doing that. This is not high school. You remember those high school pictures at the mall? Couples used to go get together and it was like a blurred background.
Yeah.
I had an ex that wanted to do that. I said, no, sir, we will not.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm not doing that. My number four, most people I dated were creatives that I would pour into, AKA drawing their sketchbook behind or between their sketches. I don't know if I care to be with a creative as much as I used to. Because I feel like what you start to admire about them before y'all are in a relationship and you figure out that they're an asshole and they also do this creative shit over here, it's just like, I kind of liked it when you were just creative and you weren't an asshole.
I'm screaming.
So kind of like, I don't mind being with a man who's not artistic anymore. I don't mind being with a man who's not into, you know, music anymore. If you just go to work and you're chill and you're low key, you could be the calm to my madness. Great, sir. Welcome. Welcome aboard. Okay. Welcome aboard. We can do this. It's not anything crazy. You're loved. Okay. I'm cool with that now.
Okay, I was like, because, like, that was something that I know that we spoke about because of, like, how your schedule is, not only being a mom, but also being a content creator.
Yeah.
That your time is very...
Like, I prayed for a busy man. I like busy men, right?
Right.
But it was also an adjustment because it was like, I was also fighting against the fact that, sir, you're just so busy and I didn't talk to you. And I said, hold up, Shan. Is this not what you asked for? I said, I sure did. And so now I'm just like at a con with it. Did I check on you today? Yes. Did we kind of speak today? Yes. Did I physically see you today? No. But am I okay? Yes. Am I still going to this concert by myself later? Sure I am. I don't. It's kind of like I get the feels that I'm single. I don't get the pressure that I'm not single. And I don't pressure them. And they're fucking busy as hell. But you're busy working. And I'm busy living my life. And when you got time, I'm over here. When you don't, no pressure.
I don't see you.
And so I'm learning to bask in it. I'm learning to bask in it. So cool.
Okay. Are you going to a concert?
I already went. I went to that Jill Scott concert last week.
Oh, I was looking at that.
Yeah.
I think she's supposed to be out here. I think maybe next month or in June. Like, I forgot. But I know that she's supposed to be coming out here. How was it?
It was good. It was like a mixture of everybody. Kirk Franklin was there. He's so good. I just want to stick him in my pocket.
You want to stick Kirk Franklin in your pocket?
Yeah, he's like this big.
Okay. But what would he do in your pocket? What is the need to have a Kirk Franklin in your pocket?
Give me praise.
You know what? Okay. Do you want a revolution?
Yolanda Adams opened up the show. Reese,
wow,
cute and tall. She was there speaking. Terrence was there. Who else was there? Jeezy was there. He putting on that weight. I said, "Yes, Lord, look at him."
Didn't he be slimming down?
He was slim, but he put on back his weight. I like him.
Oh.
Who else was there? Big Boy was there. All the sororities performed. The band was there. It was a good time. It was very black.
Yes. Okay. So I think I specifically see, because I think it was like an HBCU event.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw those tickets. Yes. And I was looking at them. Okay.
And then I'm going to another concert next month solo.
Hey. Okay. Where we going?
I refuse to let men get in the way of my good time.
Right. Look, you and me, sister, I realize, like, if you keep waiting on anybody, whether it's a man, a friend, or family member, you're gonna miss out on a lot of opportunities.
I missed the Freddie Gibbs concert last year.
Yeah, and that's your dude. Yep,
the man. I missed the Currency concert last year because of a man, and I'm just like, no.
Right, I do the same thing, and like, even if I do book my ticket, like, I'll let people know that I'm going. So if you want to go. I let them know the day I'm buying my tickets. And sometimes, like, people will go, we just won't sit together. But I'm still going to this concert.
Regardless.
Yes. Now, the tickets lately have been a little crazy.
Stupid. That's why I've been like, if I see it, I have it, I buy it.
Right. Because, like,
I know later on when them tickets are sky high, I'm not going.
Yeah, no. Like, once you start seeing it on YouTube clips, just let it be. Leave it alone. Like this week, which was my friend's birthday, Cardi is out here. Now, usually, like, in those situations, like, I like her, but am I somebody that goes to her concerts? Not really.
Yeah.
But I was very interested because she had three shows out here. She had two in New York and she had one in Jersey. But they were all on the days that we already had plans to do other things. And even on the day of, like $700 for a ticket. No.
That's Beyonce prices.
No. And I'm not even like, I can't even see you yet. So I got to watch $700 to watch you on a screen.
Nope.
No. I'm already watching you on a screen on my phone. I'm good. I'll pay that bill. It's less than $700. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's a no. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, y'all. This is really kicking my butt. Things that I left was the soft version of me.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna lie. Do I carry a little bit of masculine energy? Probably more now. But like when I was in relationships, and even the ones that particularly like stand out, I was very in my soft girl. Was I independent? Absolutely. Yeah. But my men were like very masculine. Like they were men. So I was able to be, you know, Miss Gigi. Not just Gigi. I was Miss Gigi, you know? And but yeah, now I don't got time. No. Masculine energy is not really giving.
You know, like when you were a kid, the two times I actually got my butt whooped from other humans. And you sit there and you reflect while you you reflect on like, I actually shared laughs with that person and they whooped me. I actually had a laugh with you 2 months ago and you whooped me. You start to reminisce on all like the good times you thought you were having and you could never foresee that today.
Right.
My ass. I do that when I realize how sweet I was with you and you didn't deserve it when I'm in relationships. How understanding I was with you, you didn't deserve it when I was in relationships. So a lot of times when I'm around somebody new or when I'm with a new man, it is hard for me to allow myself to fall back into softness because sometimes softness in my brain equals stupidity.
Right. It gives you like, it gives you like this sense of, I don't even say like PTSD, but this idea that like, oh, like you're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And so even like my voice would get higher, you know, in my softcore era, like it was very like, hello, like it was, I was giving so much like, oh my, every time I went on a date, I went shopping. And, but like you, I feel like now more than ever, like, that's not the first thing that you're giving. Do I give women sexuality, femininity? Absolutely. But can I tell you that, just like you said, like, oh, babe, like, I'm not going to make it today, you know, something. Like, oh, I understand. Like, no, then why you ain't be proactive and wait 10 minutes before you come to pick me up to tell me that? No, I don't understand. Matter of fact, get off my phone, talk to you when I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I don't like that because even when I hear myself, I'm just like, ooh, Gigi, you harsh. Ooh. You can't be nice to everybody no more.
Yeah, it's so hard to be like, Old Shan was so nice and giving. When she gave it to the wrong nigga, I'm sorry, it wasn't you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I put clothes, all right. And that's not like clothes, like I'm talking about like lingerie, underwears, and pajamas. I left them there. I didn't want to go get them back. You know that sometimes when there's moments where like it's over and you just, I don't care for those.
I had an ex that would not give me my favorite red bra back.
Mm. And then, he probably didn't wash it either. He's probably smelling.
Listen, years later, his dad ended up finding it in his room. It's like, what is that? And he's like, oh, the shams.
Not did he give it back after that?
No, because my titties got bigger. What am I doing with it?
Oh well.
But it's just like, and then I had my first breakup with number three. I just threw my hands up, and I'm just like, let me just leave all my shit there. You could throw it. I remember talking to him. I said, you could just throw my stuff away. My towel, whatever. You could just throw it away. He was like, throw it away? You're not going to come pick it up? I said, no. And I remember one of my brothers was like, you want me to come with you so you can pick up your stuff? I said, no, that's not that deep.
No, because like it was clothes, especially like when I think like when I listed it on my list, it was just like lingerie. And I was like, those particular lingeries I probably wore specifically for them, and that, and they've been at their house. Like, you can have it. You can have it. Now, have I ever replayed a lingerie for somebody else? Yeah, the good ones, the ones that was expensive. Yeah. Like, they gotta spend somebody's block, even if it's not yours.
I haven't left any lingerie in nobody's place.
Yeah, no, my lingerie's stay there. Some pajamas. Yeah, it primarily was like lingerie and pajamas. Anything else, I probably would have took with me going. But certain things, like if I stayed there for a predominantly amount, like certain amount of time, specifically during COVID, for sure. Like I would just leave stuff there because I know that I would be there, like the next day or within that week. So, but then when it was over, I was just like, well, you can throw them away if you want to. I don't know if they still have them or not. They clean. I don't know about all the underwear, but.
I know my brothers used to keep women's drawers. I was like, y'all are weird.
I got a story, though, real quick about drawers. So I know somebody who was like, they were in and out of a relationship, and the woman came to visit the guy. And the woman didn't want to really, told the man that she didn't want to be with him. But they were still messing around from time to time. She went to his house when waiting for him, because I guess he stepped out. And she went through the drawers, which I think that's crazy, because you already told him you didn't want to be with him. But she found drawers. I don't know if it's other women per se, but I know there were women drawers.
Women know when shit ain't theirs, okay?
Yeah, oh, yes. No, absolutely. Yeah. And especially the size. Yes. She cut them all up. How you cut somebody's underwear up? He had to lie and said that he dropped bleach on them to the other.
First of all, once we are not what we were supposed to be, the other person should not have a key or be able to get into your place.
Right. But I think it's two things. Two things can be true. Because he also allowed her to be in his space. He just didn't know that she was going to go and violate.
That's on him.
And I agree. But I think it's on her when you know that you out here just trying to hump on somebody. You don't go through people's stuff and start cutting up people's stuff. What if he's now into wearing women drawers? What if they was for him? Huh? Maybe he went on Victoria's Secret, got a sale, 7 for $35, and now you cut them all up. You don't know what he does in his private time. You're not with him. I'm sorry. I don't think he wear drawers. But if he did, like, that's like saying, like, going through your drawer, Shannon, you have boxers, right? And then all of a sudden, like, oh boy, like, goes in there and he starts cutting them up and he finds out, like, oh no, like, Shan paid for these. These are mine.
You gonna run me my money?
Yes.
Okay. Because I got some new boxes in there. I can't wait to put my cheeks in that I got from, what's that place? That you pass on the highway.
Mm. That place. You're right, because we on the same highway.
Well, I got some underwear from there, and it says something funny on the cheeks, and I don't want to make them clap. Ah! And if you cut them up, I'm going to be very upset.
That's very interesting, because are they women boxers?
They're men's boxers, but what's on there is so funny. Let me
see. So there's men boxers that... That got things on the cheeks for a man. Okay, y'all. If y'all gonna buy them, shout out to y'all.
It's so funny.
My man's wearing some boxers and he's trying to make them clap because what's on the cheeks, we're gonna have a different conversation. I'm screaming. I hope y'all hear her laughing. Her diabolical laugh.
Where'd she go?
I'm here.
Look.
Wait a minute.
What are you? It's men's boxers.
Let me tell you something, Shan. I think they're so cute.
Right?
But let my man look, and he's gonna be double cheeked up with the ducks on there. Let me tell you something, Shan. I think that's very, very cute.
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in, put me in. Oh, okay, okay. Maybe next time. Maybe next time. Yeah, y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture. The podcast for all cultures, a podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
That morning that y'all get y'all little video in the group chat. And you see this?
See, I respect, but Shan, it's you.
Thank me later.
I just can't imagine a man buying those, and that's what I'm seeing on his cheeks when he walk away.
I love it.
And I don't know.
I love it.
Okay, so you okay if he wear those and he want to practice?
If a man wears those boxes, is it going to be loose on him? It's not going to be loose on me. My thighs going to eat that up. Okay? Okay?
That quack.
But yes, I would be pissed off if a man came up at my house and cut that up thinking it's another man's box.
Right. No, granted, I mean, I guess it's different, but I just didn't think that was right. But let's go on to your list.
Okay. Number five, things I left with an X. My thought about them no matter what.
Expand on that. What do I mean?
You know how regardless of what a man does to you, as long as you love him, I'm down for no matter what. I don't have that in me anymore. There are limitations to the matter for me now. There's a boundary for the level of matter for me now. I can't be with you no matter what.
I'm with you. I agree on that.
Not even in marriage. You want to cheat? You're free to go.
You're absolutely right.
I think you got a whole kid that you ain't tell me about the whole time we was together? The whole time you was meeting my kids? And you thought you was going to let me know at the wedding with an invite?
What?
You know, people oh shit.
I guess if they're not the primary parent, I can see that happening.
People be on shit.
But I agree with you. I think I'm the same. There was like one point in my life where I considered being poly because I just thought it was easier, so I wouldn't worry about you cheating on me, and you don't gotta worry about me cheating on you, because we've already established an open relationship. It didn't work. But that was something I considered just based off that type of relationship and how it made me feel, and it was just like, now when I think about it, like, why did I feel like you needed other people, and so I needed other people in order for us to be together? Then we shouldn't be together. We need other people like that.
Yeah.
And I had put myself in a mindset where it was just like, but you know what? Like, I wouldn't mind me having a little, you know, team. What I realized about myself was that I genuinely just want to be with one person.
Me too.
I don't want to be with multiple people. It's too much energy, too much time, and sometimes money, depending on who it is.
No way.
And, but yeah, so I'm with you on that. And so going forward, no, I ain't really with it. So you're unemotionally available men that like to look at my ass, please leave me alone. I don't want it. I don't know what we can do with each other. I know what you can do with me, but I don't know what I can do with you. I don't want it.
Yeah. I was with somebody that I realized you will just never be pleased with anybody. This idea that I'm trying to get to a point where I please you in all the areas, nobody will ever do it. And once I reached that point, I stopped. I stopped trying. I stopped being super above and beyond. It got real mediocre real quick, and I needed that.
But that was something that you worked towards, or it was just like you woke up and then the switch was just like, yeah, I'm not putting in effort anymore?
It's just a one day I just saw it like, sir, you have the nerve to nitpick everybody that does shit for you that you don't even fucking deserve. And you're always going to have a wandering eye because deep down inside, you know, you're just not enough. So when it comes to women, you have the audacity to just feel like you should forever be able to look and have when you're ill-equipped. And the women that do care for you and do show up in your life, you're not understanding that they love you as is, ill-equipped, and you're making them feel like they're not enough. Mm-hmm. And I cut my losses and I was like, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? But any woman out there with a man with a wandering eye or very recess-like hands, always looking to play in something, release yourself from that bondage, please, because they'll just never be happy. And to stick around somebody, doing your best, doing above and beyond shit for someone who's just never going to see it as enough, and just meet you with disrespect? No, I can't. Can't do it. My number six is... I talked about this, but is I remember the first time I broke up with number three and I left all my shit. Sometimes you do have to leave all your shit. Sometimes it's okay to leave all your shit at that man's house and never return.
I agree.
But if it's good shit, by all means, go there with someone who is level-headed, preferably a man that you're not screwing, where that man will act accordingly, like he got some sense so you can get your shit.
Yeah. Or, you know, a female friend, because
some female friends just be Adam Feel on the fire because they don't know how to chill.
Right. Yeah, sometimes they want to just, you know, talk their shit. Yeah, that's what I've been trying to say. Yeah. But if your ex call and say, come pick up your clothes, I have them folded. He's trying to fuck. He's still trying to come. He wants you to come over there.
So you're not allowed to come pick up anything from my house. I put that shit in the mail.
I'm screaming. She said she terminated you. HR has your box.
Put that shit in the mail and I send you the
tracking number. UPS will be sending it to you.
So you and I will know when you got it.
Right. Tracking information and everything. Look, I paid for it.
Last time I did that, I saw it confirmed. It's in the mailbox. And I said, do you see that your package is there? No response.
Oh, that means yes. But it was probably really exciting. They'd be like, oh my God, like, what she got me? She was thinking about me. I
think he felt like there was going to be a letter in there of feelings, and it wasn't.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, would. Yeah, I initially thought, like, if I was going into it knowing, like, how, like, sentimental you are, like, when you locked in, that, like, oh, like, you, yeah, we might not be talking, but maybe, like, these are things that she just, you know.
I wanted to, but then I was like, after that last conversation we had, and they were on some, I feel like you wouldn't be saying these things if I was there in front of your face. So you trying to say I don't got no pussy discipline?
I'm screaming.
You know what I'm saying? When he said that, it was just like, if I put any feelings of a letter in this box with his shit, he's going to feel like there's still a chance.
Yes. That's and hope.
He is just at a point where I needed to get out his way. You know what I'm saying? I can't give you any future possibility answers. I just need to leave this where it's at. So I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what's going on in his life. I think he changed his number.
That's deep.
Yeah. I want him to do whatever he needs to for him to be a better person. So. Right. I don't know.
Interestingly enough, like, if you did change your number, sir, but you still found your way to this podcast, I know that you'll try to send an email if you need to. So
yeah. Yeah. You're not hated. You just need some more room. My thighs were in the way.
I'm screaming.
What's your next two?
Me. Okay. Bam. I think we kind of touched on these two with you, but I have accepting less than I deserve. So now, I mean, that's probably why I'm low-key a little single, because I can no longer believe that if I care about myself and I love myself, that I could be treated like shit and it's okay. Or someone could tell me that they want to be with someone else, and I know that I want to be monogamous, and it's okay. And so, is right where I'm at is just like, if I don't like it, or somebody just do something weird. I've realized that I've tried to date, but it's just like, all they have to do is just something weird, and I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk no more.
Same.
And I'm just at a place where I do believe that I just deserve all the great things. And even if I'm even in a space where I don't care to date or be with anybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do, I'm not settling. I can't. I'm at this age where just like, if I was going to settle, I would have did it before. Yeah. And now if I'm just going to be alone, I'll be alone. And if not, we're going to find each other, boo. You might be listening to me right now.
Yeah.
And when I'm ready, you might be ready. And we can be ready. And you could tell your friends to tell my friends. We could be friends.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, and then the other one I had was holding on when I should have let go sooner.
I'm not doing that either.
Yes.
I'm gonna let
I
go.
Think it's that hope. Yeah. Hope is a something that I functioned off of a lot in my past relationships, where it's just like, you know, like we was good,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we're not gonna be, but we're gonna get back good again, you know? Like, you know, we're gonna work this out. You know, teamwork make the dream work.
Okay.
But then you start realizing that there's these red flags that you probably should have seen already, and now they're more apparent than ever, and you still kind of holding on to, but we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna get back to the time, you know? You know, do you remember the time when we fell in love? When, you know, when we first met, girl. Yes, like that.
Okay.
But sometimes it don't go back. Sometimes
hope is expensive and I can't afford it.
You said time is expensive?
I said hope is expensive and I cannot
afford it. It is. But I did believe it. I did. It was like I was going to say like a crackhead searching for the first fix. I never did crack. I don't know how it feels. I don't know what the first fix is. So I don't really want to use that as a metaphor. But yeah, those are my two.
Okay. That is so funny. Okay. What are my next ones? My next ones are... Okay. My number seven is my urge for outside sessions. I'm too old for that.
What you mean, like humping, like in your car? That's what you're talking about?
I'm gonna have to clean it up because.
Oh, my bad.
My urge for outside.
Wait, I hope she didn't. Did she hear me say that? I'm so sorry. I said pumping gas in your car. I said pumping gas in your car. You know what?
My urge for outside sessions have dwindled. But at that time with that person, we had a great time. I hope when he's in his old age, which is probably in the next 20 years, and if he's having Alzheimer's, that those thoughts keep him at peace.
Mm.
Okay?
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I'm not there anymore, but I definitely was there. So I can see that. I can see that now. Yeah, like that. I'm not up for it. But I definitely had some good times. Yes. Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Yeah, you learned?
I did not waste my 20s.
No.
my other thing is I left my kid with him for the weekend. And that's the longest he has ever had her by himself. That's Anya. I'll never do that again. Because he's just, he's not a dad. It's like the epitome of you left your kid for an emergency with your little brother that doesn't know too much.
That's deep.
Yeah.
You think like through time that it would be like, because, you know, especially like if it's your first or whatever, just having that experience that sometimes you might fumble the ball, but I feel like through time you kind of.
And then now he has, you know, it's just like.
You say he now he has what?
Three kids.
Three?
Yeah, I included. Two more. Mm. And I'm just like, yeah, I still wouldn't be confident in that.
Mm. Yeah, because I mean, that only showed that he can.
Now I'm kind of like, okay, because Anya could tell me things.
Yes.
And Anya has enough sense to be like, yeah, you probably shouldn't let me be doing this. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm screaming.
Yeah. Those are my two. What's your next two?
Again, like, mine is, like, broken up into sections, but I'm going to use one of them was that when I was in my relationship, I got Carly. So Carly, for anybody that doesn't know and just reaching out to us, like, that is my dog. Mm-hmm. And although she was given to me, we were together when we got her. Yeah. And so when we broke up, it was like, okay, this is my dog. And there was like a little back and forth where it was just like, no, this is our dog. And I was like, okay, you walked her. You might have paid for her food. But no, this is my dog. And it almost got to the point where he was just there like, we need to make a schedule where I come pick her up and I have her for a week or a weekend and we switch off. I said, oh, I took my dog. I ain't never seen that dog since.
That's crazy.
Like, what?
To piggyback on that, that was a major beaming yellow light. Because people talk about red flags. I'm talking about yellow light. Because
right.
It's not horrible, but I just know, like, I probably won't have kids with you because of this. They were scared of anything on 4 feet. Dogs, cats, insects. And I was like, you mean as a man, I can't call you in here to kill a spider?
No.
I can't call you over here because there's an ant trail. We got to figure out where it's coming from. If there's a dog on the leash with somebody, you now want to walk across the other side of the street. Sir, your pussy's kind of showing. I just couldn't do it. I was like, quack. In my mind, I was like, if we have kids, you mean we'll never take them to the zoo? They'll never have pets.
I'm screaming. Well, pets is fine because you don't really care for them like that. And the zoo, if he's not going to the zoo and these are enclosed animals, then I think that he needs a little bit of more therapy. But, you know,
I couldn't see it.
The zoo's like, a little funny sometimes.
I want to take my kids to the pet store. And sometimes, as their dad, I want you to come. I don't want you to find another store to go to while they're in there. You know,
I'm
like
screaming.
It's just, I don't have any pets now. But have I had pets in the past? Yes. Will I have pets in the future? Yes. Do I want to be with a man who's scared of pets? No. Okay, you're not a bad person. You're just not the person for me.
I respect that.
We're gonna have a good time while you're here.
But you know what? Sometimes, like, through some experiences, like, they may not like it because of maybe their experiences. And, like, for me, I was talking to somebody that didn't care for dogs. Like, that just wasn't their thing. Mm-hmm. And, but, like, when they met Carly, they softened up a little bit to the point where even, like, their yearly calendar were dogs. Right? And I was like, look at you liking dogs and stuff. I mean, I don't know if they like dogs now because they're not there. But, you know, sometimes it could be about the experience. Sometimes if they grew up in certain places where the dogs was off the leash and they got bit or they got chased, they got a little trauma.
Yeah. I got chased by a dog and bit in Jamaica.
That's deep.
But I still like dogs. I still been around dogs.
I'm screaming. My sister had gotten bit. I got chased by a dog before. It was a group of us. It was deep. I never ran so fast in my life. I never ran so fast in my life. Let me see.
What else you got?
I went through my physical things, but I left.
I'm not going to do this one, but I talked about this one. My favorite red lace bra that I loved in 2004, he took it. Never bought one since.
You never bought another red lace bra? That's deep.
FYI, not that you need to know, but it's TMI, but it's also the FYI. My pussy hates lace. But I'll wear lace bras up here. But, like, the crotch area has to be, like, another fabric. She does not like that.
Interesting. You know what? I don't think mine's like that either. But I would put it on if I know it's, like, for a short time. Like, for a visual. Instead of just, like, that's my, like, I'm wearing that all day.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work out. No. No, not the way that it feels down there. I also learned like the no shows from, I want to say, sorry y'all, Victoria's Secret. I love them, but I don't like how they make my vagina feel. Like, no. Yeah, I don't.
What's that super stretchy texture?
I think that's the texture that I'm talking about. Like the in seamless? These particular. Yes.
Oh, she hates it.
Yeah, she does not. And I bought so many. There was a sale. Oh my God. I'm so mad. Like, not it. I don't know what it is about those. But, and I think that's what it is. The seamless no show. Those. No.
Instantly, she just turns into like, you know how people are just like crazy ass sweaters?
Yeah.
That's how she gets.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore.
That's what I'm just like, saying. I'm going to get you sometime. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You're going to be okay. We're going to cool you down when you get home. Yeah. Wow. Same page. So, yeah. I hate the seamless ones. I'm screaming.
Oh, my God. Oh my gosh, I gotta find this lip gloss. My number 10 is a bubblegum flavored lip gloss that he also took and won't give it back to me.
What? Wait, stop. Wait. What do you do with it?
He keeps it and he uses it. And he's just like, I remember when you came to my house when we were in high school and you had this bubblegum flavored lip gloss and I'm gonna keep it.
Is the same one I kept the bra?
Yeah.
I think that we're going down a street that I think is suddenly made a left end.
I've never been able to find that flavor in that brand.
I'm screaming.
Like, screw you. It's like these like 10 circle lip gloss that I used to get from Anthropology. And they're so good. Like, they moisturize you for a long time.
I believe that.
It had like a slight bubblegum flavor and he took it. He wouldn't give back to me.
No. Is there anything else that he took that was your? Because now at this point, I feel like he was putting on the bra and put on the lip gloss and talk about my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard in a mirror.
His cousin had came by with him and I had let him borrow a book. Never seen the light of day.
Borrowed what?
A book I had.
Okay, but okay.
Other than that, no, he didn't take anything.
That's good to know. Actually, I have two books from my friends that I need to return, so I'm probably gonna go do that.
What you call it? Has two books of mine that he told me blatantly, I'm not mailing those to you.
Okay, so send me the money back.
Okay, I didn't want any more conversation. I said okay.
That's so crazy. Can I have
two books back? He said no. I'm not mailing those to you. That's okay.
Mm.
What else?
You can finish your list because I'm done basically. Because either one over things.
What I left with exes is hope that one day they will evolve. I'm not staying around for a man to evolve.
Yeah, and but I like that you hope that they evolve. I don't care after I'm gone.
No, like this feeling of when I'm with you, I'm gonna thug through this because I have hope that you're gonna evolve into
it. Right. Yeah. You know.
I don't have that. So it's either after the conversation of something that's not working, that I don't like, it's not working for us to be better, you don't change. I'm not having another conversation about that. And I don't have hope that you're going to change. I'm gonna take it as, well, internally you're saying, fuck you, Shan. Got it. I'm gonna rearrange.
I like that. I can see myself when I used to be like that. Part of me, yeah. But I don't think that it's a. I didn't see it as like a fuck you, Gigi. I saw it as a you. I'm trying to help you, or not even help. Like I see this potential and greatness that you. I know that you have, mm-hmm. and I'm just trying to be here to support you to be the greatest version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to do that, then it's not fuck me. It's fuck you.
Well, it's gonna be a fuck you later when you figure out, oh, she wasn't sticking around, she wasn't playing.
No. Sometimes I'll be playing. I'll be playing hide and go seek. Like, I'm gone. I'll be like, I'm back. Like, I'm done with this. I don't wanna do this anymore. Hey, what you doing? You wanna take me out?
I'm back.
I'll be popping out. Like, I thought you was done. Yeah, yesterday. Now we back. What's up? Yeah, you know, and then I'd be like, all right, game over.
Oh my God. My last one is I left allowing below level sessions with the illusion of greatness. Never again.
Say it one more time.
I left allowing below level sessions with the illusion of greatness. Never again.
Oh,
you know how you have like a mediocre session and
yeah, no, I had to like pick up all the words
and you let them have that feeling.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you right after it. That's up. You can stay home.
You know what's interesting? I think I've always, well, not always, for the most part, I definitely give you a grade after, and then not even a grade. I'd have been like, you know what?
Asking for my grade.
I
want to know.
Maybe sometimes. I don't think I ever asked for my grade, but I have been given to like, you know, like this one didn't hit like the last time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we could work towards it the next time. Maybe it was the time frame, you know, maybe you were a little inebriated, but maybe next time we could do better. Cause I know you can, you know, you got to build them up. You got to build them up.
He drunk and he want to go to sleep.
I don't know. Sometimes I'd be a little lit. I remember one time, ugh, you see,
what you do when you lit is different from what they do when they lit.
You know, that is true. But usually, like, I will take control then at that point.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
When I'm like that, it's just like.
No, I'm getting mine. No, I know exactly what I need to do. Stay right there. Shh. You shush. You shush. You shush your mouth. You shush your mouth. Yes. I got it. Let me wipe down your face. That's going to be my seat for a little bit. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I left all that shit.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't big up. Did I ever big up for a session like that? I know I cried to get out of one.
What, Jimmy?
Yeah, and I was young, y'all, and like nothing like unwanted didn't happen. It was just like I was into it and then I wasn't, and then I realized like please don't judge
me. Did you use a cry as like a turn off for him to stop?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it was that because it was so small that I was like, what am I doing? I'm about to waste like a whole, you know, person. I was like, I can't do this. And I was just like, and I just start going through my head. And I was like, I just can't do this. Like, I really care about you, but I just need a moment. I just need to get out of here. I'll be back. I was like, are you okay? Did I do something wrong? I'm like, no. It's just me. I'm very emotional, you know? I just don't want to fall in love with you, and I think that's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna have to get out of here. I'll call you. Yeah, blocked. I think my friend was like there too, and she was like in the other room trying to play wingman.
And this is when the men come in on the choir saying, "Women are not good people."
That wasn't a good thing. Like, I'm not gonna lie, because I could have just been honest, but I was like so like in it at first, and then I was just like, "What is that?" I said, "Oh my god,
it's a belly button."
Oh no.
Oh my god.
I was like, "We're leaving right now?"
Yes.
And her titties like
that.
I was just like, "Girl,
you gotta get out of here."
Are we out? We left. I'm a better version now. Now I won't partake in those things. I was young, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know.
I remember like one of my friends from high school, and let me use this friend shit lightly. Someone I thought was a friend of mine from high school. I'm not gonna say her name because
we don't need the names. The story is what's best. Yeah.
She was well engaged to her high school sweetheart that she's been with for like 4 years. And she wanted to go see some friends or whatever. I didn't drive. I'm just like, okay, I'll come. It was after school. We went to these apartments and she had something set up with some guy that was not her fiance. I didn't know nothing. So I'm sitting in the living room with, I guess, his friend. His friend was thinking, oh, it's on the up and up. And I'm just like, hey, what's on TV? Because she ain't filming in on this. And hey, I'm not that girl.
Right. I see, the for wingman, for me, I'm not giving it up. You better
at
have
all,
a conversation.
Want
to get some ice cream?
We're making a pizza. For all I know, she's picking up some greenery.
Right. She
might be in there making a payment.
She getting a tarot reading. I don't know. She getting a tarot reading. I don't know.
Shit going on. Yeah.
Right. I don't even know you.
At all. And that's not what I do. So whatever he told you to get you here for this, sorry, you're going to be disappointed. Change the channel.
That was me. I think this was like, do you remember the Loop days?
Luke?
The Loop. The Loop. LOOP.
No.
It was like a phone line that you call in as a teenager and then you would just like talk to random people. Mm-hmm. And then like you leave voice messages.
No.
Oh, girl. There was a whole era when it was just like, I think they had like other lines too, but basically you would call in. And you would listen to people like talk in a rotation, and you would like, they would have like codes assigned to them so you can like leave them direct messages, and then you guys would just talk. It was like online dating, but you didn't see the face, you just went by the voice. So my cousin at the time like met somebody. I think he lived like in up a city that was maybe like 30, 40 minutes away where we didn't drive. We only could take the train because we wasn't driving at this point in time. And I didn't really know what her thing was, but she said, "Gigi, you know, can you come with me?" I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll go. Like, whatever." She's like, "He has a friend." I said, "I can wait at the train station." I said, "I can wait at the train station. And you can, like, do whatever you need to do." And she's like, "No, come with me." So the walk was like a mile and a half. And I was like, this is crazy.
What?
Especially, like, at that time. Like, you know, like, when you have an expectation of walking, it's different than when you think that you get off this train as a young adult. And you're just like, oh, okay, it should be around the corner. Especially when you grew up in the city, like everything is right there. Yeah. We walk like a mile and a half. We finally get there. We get in the house. We sitting down just like you, TV.
Yeah.
She ends up going upstairs. I'm like, you want me to go? And I stop myself. She's like, no, you good. I'm still over there. I said, okay. His friend sat next to me, started asking me questions. And I was like, you know what? I do appreciate that you want to have conversations, but I'm not really here for that. I see that Judge Judy is on. Do you think you could change it to like, you know, I think it was like Ricky Lake, something like stupid. And we both like laughed. And we sat there. I mean, I heard her up there, came back downstairs. Oh, okay, because you guys don't know who my cousin is. After the fact, just update, which y'all don't know. There was rumors going around that she was giving it up And that particular man said her vagina wasn't the greatest smelling thing on her. But the way that he was in there, the way that I heard that he was in there all the way up them stairs reading them tarot cards. It didn't smell like it was that day, but shout outs to my cousin because she's doing great things. She's doing great things. You know, everybody got a whole moment in their lives. I just wasn't participating. I'm not the wingman that's going to be out here.
Me either.
Just because you want to hump. I'm not. It's not in my DNA, especially if I don't even know this man like that.
Oh. Even if I was out there trying to do it for myself, I'm sorry. I would be a horrible whore to a pimp.
Yeah, but all my wingmans that I have gone with, maybe one, but my friends was giving it out. I was like, you didn't have
to. I ain't never put a friend in a situation to be a wingman or anything. But I have always been, like, in the passenger seat waiting for this man to get gas or whatever and his friend around. So you ain't got no friends this time, like, you know. No!
I don't like when they do that. I had this one man ask me if I had any aunties or big sisters. And I said, what?
No!
But, yeah, I think it's because, like, as a young adult, especially for me, like, we would go to a lot of different places, so we would be going together.
Yeah.
And so that's where, like, the wingman thing came from. Sometimes it wasn't even about them, like, talking to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Maybe they end up talking to somebody else. It was just like, oh, I'm going to this place. I don't want to go by myself. Are you going to come with me? Mm-hmm. But then there was other times where they had a friend, and I was like, well, I'm going to bring my friend. But for some reason, my friends was just giving it up. And I was like, girl, you know you didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I liked him a little bit. That's what you're doing on a little bit? Girl. Girl.
Crazy.
Girl. Mm-mm. No. But shout out to them because they made all my experiences very, 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 very interesting and helped me be safe in those moments. But
okay.
And I'm sorry to the man that I cried. I just didn't know what to do.
He had to get out of there.
I had to get out and I didn't know how to do it. We were just like so in it that I was just like, the only thing that I can make this weird and uncomfortable is cry.
Okay.
But not cry like, oh my God, you hurt me. Like, cry like I'm emotionally in not a good place. And maybe I need to go see a therapist.
You are not the last woman to do that to him.
Whoever loved him is going to love him for him. Okay? They're going
to
love
all of the men that know. Like, hey, right. This is not the best thing. So I got to make this the best. And do that thing the best.
You know what? You're right because, okay, fun fact, y'all, because I'm not giving you names either, but I did date someone that they're, you know, sometimes it's not, the boat, sometimes it's the motion of the ocean, but this was significantly small. And this was someone that I was actually dating and I actually really cared about him to the point where we figured out how to do it and I can at least, you know, figure it out. There's just so many things I want to say. I just don't want to offend you in your space, Shanna. I'm so nervous. This is why we do this in the nighttime. We can't do this in the daytime. We can't have hours like this in the daytime. But anyways, it was like super small, but we figured it out because I really cared about him. Mm-hmm. And I realized that what he did to compensate was that he loved. This is not good. I don't know.
We appreciate that.
Yes. Oh, you picked it up. Yes. You picked it up. You see, this is why we friends.
Because I've been there with somebody who's just like, hey. I'm just like.
Wait. How you do it? Show me.
Hey. Just like, it's cool. Do what you're good at. Okay?
It's not cool for me now. That's something that I'm leaving behind.
You definitely need to please in both for me.
Yes. Yes. And unless you are just for that.
And show me that you know something that I don't know. I like that.
Yes.
But like I've been with someone for years who just sucked at that. And I allowed him to suck at that and stayed. So that was on me.
I'm so sorry. That's what you left behind. That should have been on your list.
You cannot suck at that here. You gotta suck at that.
Okay.
Okay.
You see, and look. I'm
Chandra. You gotta suck at it.
I am good for. Oh, you can't do it. Let me do something. Let me help you. I will take the wheel.
Hello?
I will take the wheel. And like I said, I just wipe down.
Please.
Open. Okay. Got you. I got it. Don't worry about it. You might suffocate a little bit, but you're going to be okay. No one has ever died from this yet.
I have been told to do it. I'm just saying, okay, great.
Yeah, just do that. So, because sometimes if you take control, then you can just kind of, girl.
Bring my nail clip. Bring my nail clip. No.
Please.
Okay, so like my tweet of the day.
Oh, yeah, let me get mine.
This is funny.
Yours is always funny. Mine is always like, therapy.
The tweet of the day is from Where You At Yeezy One on Twitter. Cake is just gay bread.
What?
You know what? They're kind of right. They say cake is just gay bread. Because it is bread. It is like flour in a fancy ass
thing. Oh my God.
The extra spread.
I cannot stand you. I just realized, like, what? Cake? You know what?
Cake is gay bread. You know, and I love it.
It's sweet. It look got a little icing on it. I can see that.
Icing, filling, double tiers, triple tiers, big ass sheet cake. I said, that's funny. I just ordered Ari's cake.
German chocolate cake.
Love it. Love it. Now I want some cake.
Okay. Again, mine is from Philosophy of Life.
Okay.
It says, know your worth, even if it gets lonely.
Oh, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Because that's where I look.
The best way to live, no regrets.
No regrets.
The worst thing to feel like is just like you allow some shit too long and you didn't get what you deserve out of it and you just left with nothing. Don't let people walk off with your things. Don't do it. My dear friend is go with that gut. If your mind is telling you no, it ain't a yes.
I like that. As long as I wrote it, let me get it. Dear friends, you don't have to hold on just because you love them. Sometimes letting go isn't giving up. It's choosing yourself. And I promise you that whatever is meant for you will never make you question your worth or if you're enough.
A lot. Y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed the episode as much as we did. My name is Shannon. That is Gigi.
Hi. And when we get a Patreon, you're going to hear all the nasty things. His won't be in the room.
Okay. And if you want to call us, you can call us at 770-284-8175. You can also email us at callmewhenyougetoff. The email is in the show notes. You can find me on IG, Twitter, and yeah, that's it. Because I'm not on TikTok anymore. At Shabby Podden. And Gigi.
Here. Here.
She has thoughts, but she rarely checks those spaces.
So, yeah, don't look.
Okay. So, if you want to contact her, you want to get in that brain, you let me know. And I'll ask her, or you
or call. You can call.
Nobody ever called except Baylor, and we love Baylor.
And left a message. You can leave a message. If you want to get to me, you can leave me a message.
Yes, please. You know what I'm saying? And tell us some things you love for the next.
Yes, and don't forget to be great.
You want to know. Yeah. Bye. Don't do anything I want to do, even though I do a lot.